Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice returns. It is me, Commissioner T. EAFL Commish T. I don't know, whatever you want to call me. We are back, show number 77. Madden is out. Madden NFL 11 is finally out. We waited all summer. We got it. It's here. We've been playing it. What do you think? Do you like the game? Do you not like the game? Do you hate the game? Do you love the game? Already 1 week into Madden 11, and we're talking glitching already. We're talking QB spy glitch? Huh? 1 week into the game, we had a glitch, and the forums are running wild. They're buzzing. Can it be countered? Should it be banned? What's MLG going to do? What's the EAFL going to do? It's heat like we haven't seen since 05. I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it a glitch? Seems like it. Should it be banned? What about the play? And I don't have the play in front of me, but putting non-QBs at quarterback is really creating quite a stir in the community. So already a week into the game, we've got two issues, and we've barely cracked open a plastic on the game. I don't know. I never know, but I count on you guys to know. So tune in, call in now. Don't wait. 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. Tonight we got a packed agenda. We're going to talk some NFL. We are 4 weeks away from the start of the NFL football season. Tonight we're going to take a look at the AFC and NFC North. We are doing the EAFL live draft tonight. All leagues simultaneously, as only I can do. That's right. Often imitated, never duplicated. And we're going to start by doing the fantasy football draft. Not the draft itself, but just the 12 person order draft, and I'll be bringing on my commissioner of the EAFL. We got two leagues this year. So last year we had 16 teams. This year we decided to do two fantasy football leagues, 12 teams each, and Commissioner Train will be joining me momentarily, and we are going to do the draft. So all you guys in fantasy football land, you want to know, am I the first pick, am I 12th pick, what pick am I? You're going to find out in short order. We are also expecting to hear from Bobby Storm tonight. Now, Bobby, took the summer off, and I can't say that I blame him. And he is back on the scene. GTP is back on the scene. They have a tournament coming up in September, and he's going to try to call in. He also has his fantasy football draft tonight, and you guys know how long fantasy football drafts can go. So there is a chance that his draft may run longer than our show. And there's meaning he may not be able to call in. If he doesn't call in tonight, we will definitely get Bobby Storm on here live next Tuesday night. So we're either going to get him tonight or next Tuesday to talk about Bobby and to talk about GTP. And who knows, maybe by then he can shed some light on the ever-mysterious, ever-changing Major League Gaming and what their plans are for this year. But a lot going on tonight. Remember, the EAFL starts its leagues tonight. We have never-before-seen Player of the Year award. And excuse me, you guys let me come on here. I'm a big banker. I work for a bank, and I do numbers and stuff all day. And I can't believe nobody caught my mistake last week when I announced the revision to the Player of the Year award. Nobody caught how I miscalculated the total payout. But the total payout is not $2,000. No. The total payout is $2,300. And because I committed to it, that's the way it's going to be, a $2,300 payout for the EAFL Player of the Year. Now, you can be a part of this. The way the award is going to work is there's going to be a first half of the year award, a second half of the year award, and then a complete year award for people that have played the entire year. And it's going to be ranking points. And, really, if you get in here and can be consistent, maybe win a Super Bowl or two, maybe play in a couple of leagues, at the same time, you really have a chance to get some of the prize money. top prize. I mean, if you sweep this thing, you're going to come away. You're going to walk away with $1,300 if you sweep it, meaning first half, second half, and player of the year, $1,300 PayPal to you, you know, at the appropriate time throughout the year. And, you know, bottom person's going to at least get a free Madden out of it. It's going to get $50. So, you know, worst case scenario is we're going to pay for your Madden. Best case scenario is, you know, got a nice down payment on a new car, or, you know, take your girl on a vacation somewhere, or, you know, whatever it is you want to buy yourself a new TV for Madden 2012. But anyway, without any further ado, let me bring on the commissioner of our two fantasy football leagues. We know him as Train. He goes by EAFL Train. Tonight, we're just going to call him Commissioner Train. Commissioner Train, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm always good this time of the year, man. When we're about to start everything going with the league, and we got the fantasy football ready to kick off, drafts coming up. We've got the all-league draft tonight's coming up. We're going to talk about a little football. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
That's true. You know, I'm always excited about fantasy football.
Well, I know you are, brother. Now, take a minute and just you know, tell everybody, remind everybody about our fantasy football leagues and you know, what are people playing for that are in the fantasy football league?
Okay, fantasy football league, I guess this is probably our fourth year running. We currently have two leagues, two 12 on a league. The dues for the leagues was $20 to help build up a prize for both leagues at the end. There's only a first place winner in both leagues because it's 12 owners, and you'll have more than an opportunity to build up a good team for the season, barring that your major players don't get injured. But that's just the way the game is played. But the winner will get over $200 and a prize designated by T and myself. But it's going to be an exciting year. We don't know how well any team will do, but fantasy football is about individual players. So there are a lot of players to choose from, especially since we went knocked down from 16 owners to 12 owners.
All right. Sounds good. And when is the draft?
The draft will be held on August 22nd. That's this coming Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. That's 9:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And please be early. Do not come in right as the draft starts, or you will be subject to miss your pick.
Say that one more time, because, you know, every year we go through this. So just make sure you say that one more time.
Say it one more time. The draft is held August 22nd, this coming Sunday, at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And please be early. I recommend 15 to 30 minutes early. Just make sure you're signed in. Sign in the Yahoo. Make sure you everything is functioning properly, because you do not want to miss your first pick.
All right. You guys heard it. Set in. As a matter of fact, I would even go so far as to say log in sometime this week and make sure you can access the fantasy football site. And it just makes sure that if you have to download anything or upgrade your browser or any add-ons or anything, do it now, because I'm telling you, if you wait till the night of the draft and then you go there for the first time, I mean, the draft is automated to start on time, and there's nothing we can do about it. So if you wait around till Sunday and then you try to get in there 15 minutes before and realize, oh, I'm dealing with a dated browser, I have to download all the stuff, it's going to take 20 minutes, can't help you. Nothing we can do about it. So, you know, matter of fact, you know, when the show's off the air tonight, before you guys boot up that Madden and get them league games in, why don't you go to that site real quick, don't know why I'm wasting my time. They're not going to do that tonight. But you should do it tonight.
I've had people in the past complain, oh, man, I missed my first pick. The browser went down. That is not my problem. I do not control your internet. Make sure your stuff works.
All right. All right, so we are now going to do the fantasy football order for the draft. Is that correct?
Yes, fantasy football order.
And you are ready?
I am definitely ready. I got names and bags and ready to pull somebody.
All right, so I've got numbers, and so what we're going to do is, unless, you know, I'll make sure that I understand this correctly, I am going to pull a number,
mm-hmm.
and then you are going to pull one name from each league.
Yep, one name from each
okay.
league.
Okay.
This is purely random, people. Purely random.
And we're going to do this 12 times. Everybody know that I'm using a old Verizon telephone box, and I took 12 of my business cards, and I folded them up, each with a number on the inside. And I am shaking it. You guys can hear me shake up. Shake, shake, shake. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it shake up. Okay. I have a special guest here that's going to pull the numbers for me because I think she's bored. So, all right, she's going to pull the numbers for me. So, all right, pull the first one. Make sure you only got one card because sometimes they get tied up together. All right, first one is 11.
Okay, now, so y'all understand how this works. T just pulled number 11. So the two names that I pull will have the 11th pick in the draft on both teams.
Okay, okay, let's do it.
So.
Train, are you writing this down too, or are you tracking?
I'm writing it down. So right. First name I pulled is Memphis. From EAFL 2, he has the 11th pick overall in their draft. From AFL 1, first person I'll pull is Scrappy, Young Titan. He has the 11th pick.
All right. So Memphis and Scrappy pick 11. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. It almost feels like, I know we're kind of changing it as we go. I almost feel like you should pull the names and then I should pull the numbers. It just feels kind of anticlimactic to do it this way, you know?
Either you think it'll be, okay. We can do it that way.
I mean, it's
as trustworthy as possible with it.
Well, I mean, I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. All right, fine. We'll keep it this way then. We'll keep it this way. We don't start it this way. We'll keep it this way. All right. So I'm shaking up again. Guys, can you hear me? I'm shaking. All right. Number. Make sure it's only one card. Okay, it is. Number two.
Ooh, number two. All right. So, he's on the EFL.
You're coming through muffled. I don't know why, but
from the EAFL league, we got Pimmer. Pimmer gets the second overall pick in the draft. From the EAFL 2 league, we have Philly. Team is named Shutdown. Gets the second overall pick.
You said Philly?
Yeah, Philly.
Okay.
He's like Philly 32. I think.
I know he is. Okay, so Philly and Pimmer. Pimmer getting the number two pick, man. That's dangerous.
Yes. Pimmer is
Pimmer's a monster, man. Yeah, he's a monster, man. So, all right. Next number. Number one, who will get the first pick?
All right, who will Chris Johnson be playing for this year?
Yeah, he's coming through muffled. Why do you keep coming through muffled, man?
Because he's trying to hold the phone and pull the names at the same time.
Yeah, well, we got to hear you, man. You can't be coming through like that.
Okay,
you know,
I got it. I got it. So first pick goes to Team Dirty Sanchez. Chris gets the number one pick overall.
Who's that? What's his name?
Chris. Chris, his team is Dirty Sanchez. But his name shows up as Chris on the West End. You know what it is? I don't know his league name.
All right. I don't either, but. All right.
Yeah. He's been in the league before. He was in there last year.
All right. Okay.
He was in there last year. And the number one pick for EFL 2 league goes to Keegan Buckeye City.
Oh, Keegan Brick?
Keegan Brick is the number one pick overall.
Yeah, Keegan's not bad at this either, so. All right. Let's keep it going. Next. Number seven.
Not a bad number. Number seven pick for EAFL goes to Fazball.
AKA the EAFL enforcer.
Fazball goes with number seven. In the second league, number seven pick goes to Rook.
Who?
Rook. R-O-O-K.
Rook.
Yeah.
Okay. Rook, he must play chess. All right, moving it right along. Next number is number three.
Woo! See, top three picks. All right. Number three pick for EAFL goes to MG Player. Name is Michael G.
Okay.
I don't know these cats, some of them per se, but Michael G gets the third pick. The Vol Dynasty is his team.
Okay.
And for the next league, I already know. This is Wingman.
Wingman, right? He'll be happy.
Yeah.
He'll be happy. and our condolences, Wingman's father-in-law passed away. I want to say Saturday, and he's at a funeral. The funeral was actually today, and so our condolences to him and his family, to his wife, and our best to Wingman. I know he'll be back in action before the week's over. He said he was going to try to sneak a peek, listen in tonight, but our condolences. It was unexpected, and we just wish Wingman all the best. All right.
All right, see, I got you on speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. This makes it easier for me. All right, let's go.
All right. Number five.
Good pick. Not bad. Some nice running backs in the top five. Goes to Falconfish. He's sitting on there waiting for that. Falcon, you get number five.
All right.
And the EFL 2 league goes to Bad Boy. Bad Boy's pretty good.
All right.
I think he won one of them before, I think.
All right. Next number is number nine. Yeah, this will be me.
See, you're in the same league with me. So let's see. Nah, it'll be Bama.
Bama.
Yeah, Bama gets number nine. For EAFL and EAFL 2. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know how to pronounce this cat. Ram Genius?
Ram Genius,
that's the name of
this kid.
Yeah, you know him? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the name on one of the payments. I'm not sure who he is, but I saw a payment come in for him. So, yeah, Ram Genius.
Okay, Randy, yeah. He gets number nine. EFL 2.
Okay. All right. All right. We are wrapping up here. We've got four numbers left to go. Number four.
Oh, man. All right. The last good pick in the draft. Goes to T, Mr. Commissioner.
Get the fourth pick. I can work with that.
Fourth overall. I try not to steal Witten from you this year.
You ain't going to get him.
And EFL 2, number four pick goes to Colm. Colm Papapa.
Oh, okay. All right. I got one day, he's in the chat room. He's got to explain where that name comes from. That's a very unique name. You got to explain that, brother. You know, got to let us know where that name came from, man. We ain't never heard no name like that before. I just call him Papa. It is easier just to say Papa. But Colm Papapa or whatever, hey, man, explain that to us, brother. All right, we're going to the next pick. Number eight.
All right. Number eight pick goes to Daddy, better known as I'm Your Daddy.
Stifler's Wrath for all us old school EAFL guys. And new school, he's Daddy, he's Diddy, and he likes to smoke.
Fastballs, message board arrival.
yeah, pretty much.
And in the EFL 2 lead, the eighth pick goes to Boogie.
Boogie. L Boogie.
Yeah.
All right. We're down to two numbers. Number six.
Man, can I get number six? I haven't pulled my name yet. Yes. Number six goes to yours truly, Monsters of the Midway.
There we go. EAFL train. All right.
Number six. And the other goes to the Master Ace.
Master Ace. Yes, sir. All right. And last but not least, pick number 10. Ooh, I'm sorry. That's not last but not least. There's one more pick. My bad.
Okay.
But that was number 10 is next.
10 is next, so that means the last person gets 12. Unfortunate. Pick number 10 goes to Harlem World and EASL. In EAFL 2, pick number 10 goes to Businessman.
Who's say that name again?
Businessman with Z.
Businessman?
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. Is that Biz?
That's Biz. I've seen him in your leagues. Yeah, that's Biz.
Oh, that's Biz. Biz. Okay, our Biz. Okay. I didn't know he was playing, but that's good. Okay.
Yeah. So that means the last pick, final pick, 12th pick goes to. See, this your second personality. His team is called Dallas Cowboys. His name is Tittery, and it's Lobo and me.
Say that again. You're coming through fuzzy again. Say this. Say that whole thing again.
I said his team name is Dallas Cowboys. His name is Tittery, and his handle is Lobo and me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who it is. For a minute, I thought it was you with a second account.
Oh, me, like alter ego? Nah, man. Nah, I don't be using my government names during Madden, man. You know what I'm saying? Do not be using my government name. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, that ain't me. Y'all
all
get
right,
T out of me. That's all you get is T.
And the last pick, oh, man, he's not going to like this, but I know he'll work it, though. Tiki's son, a.k.a. Headbuster, a.k.a. Lil' Giants, get the last pick in the AFL 2 league.
All right. Long time original member Nelly Nell, a.k.a. Headbuster. But, you know, the thing about getting the last pick is when you flip it around, it becomes the first pick. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not a bad spot to be in.
Yeah, he's going to work that. So, let me...
All right. Now, are you in position to recap, or do you need a few minutes to organize, and then you can recap?
Give me 2 minutes to reorganize, and I can recap.
Okay. Well, just holler when you're ready. All right. So what we have just completed, for those of you just joining us, I see a lot of people in the chat wondering what's going on. That was our fantasy football draft order. Not a fantasy football draft and nothing to do with the EAFL league. That was the fantasy football draft order. I picked numbers, Train picked names, and we're going to recap all the picks momentarily. So if you're in our fantasy football league coming up on Sunday, you will know where your spot is for the draft. Very shortly, we are going to do the EAFL All Leagues draft. If you want to call in, we're still taking phone calls because we do want to talk some Madden and we want to talk some NFL. You can call in at 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. If you're hearing all this hype and you want to be a part of all this that's going on with the EAFL, go to EAFLmadden.com/join. And you'll find everything you wanted to know about the EAFL there, including how to become a member, so you can get a piece of that paper we're going to be giving out. We're going to go to the phones. We do have somebody waiting to speak to us. So 551 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hi, this is Kwan-pa-pa-pa.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was just going to call in and explain my name quickly. And not take up too much of the time before the real team draft. Because I know people are waiting to hear that. So a few years ago, my friends and I were doing a fantasy football league. And I needed a team name, and I couldn't really think of one. So I just decided to, like, type in random letters on the keyboard. And it turned out to be Kwan-pa-pa-pa-pa. And it just sort of stuck since then. It's my name for everything. And you can check out the definition on UrbanDictionary.com. Great, cool definition.
Now wait a minute. So you typed out random letters that actually turned out to be some kind of have a true definition, have a true meaning.
Well, it was kind of like it was unpronounceable at first. So I deleted a few letters like the Q's and stuff, but then I made it pronounceable, and I've just been or somewhat pronounceable. I've been using it since then. But, yeah, it was derived from random letters at first.
A little anticlimactic. I thought you were going to say it was some, my great-grandfather was chief of, an aborigine tribe, and we used to eat, koala bears for dinner. And so, our nickname was Kwan-pa-pa-pa or something, I was expecting some real big story, but, all right.
You know what, I'm going to use that story from now on. I like that one a lot.
There you go. Yeah, I like my story better.
Hey, T.
Yes, sir.
Check this out. I did Google his name, and it comes up in Urban Dictionary. It's all powerful.
I think he's sandbagging us, man. I think he's sandbagging us. I think he went on and started looking. I need a name with a meaning. You know what I mean? All right. Cool. Well, we appreciate the explanation, and thanks for calling. I finally get to talk to you. We've never spoke, so hopefully you'll call into the show again in the future.
Sure.
All right.
See ya.
Take care. Yep. All right. We had another caller, so we're going to grab this caller. And then we'll go to Train and let Train recap the order, and then we're going to jump right into what everybody is waiting for. Everybody's eager to get the EAFL League started, and tonight's the night, right after the show goes off the air, get those games in. 682 area code, 682, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up? It's Show.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Showdown?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going well. What's good?
Nothing much. Ready to get this league kicked off. Madden 11 is here, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a crazy, crazy game, and I can't wait to get this thing kicked off and see what teams everybody's going to get and and who thinks they're going to take the championship this year.
And I want everybody to know that, you know, we have in our waiting list, I mean, the work to get going isn't complete. We've got enough to get started tonight with the leagues that we have set up. But on our waiting list, people that are waiting, as of right now, is over 200 names of people waiting to get into the EAFL. So, I mean, you know, for those of you who thought the EAFL, you know, due to some things that went on this summer may not be the same, blah this, blah that, blah the other, guys, you know, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than show, it's bigger than train. This locomotive that we have created has its own engine, and this 5-year track record, you can't mess with that. You know, guys know where to go when they want to play top competitive Madden, and nobody can mess with that, and it's not being messed with. I counted the names up earlier, and I was like, what? 200 people. They just, you know, and I'm getting emails every day. Guys, can I join? I'm sitting here on AOL right now with a guy asking, I'll tell you who he is, man, QB1986. How can I apply to get into the EAFL? You know what I mean? This is what we are all about. If you guys are out there in other leagues, hey, enjoy them. But come on over here and get with a real league, because that's what's going on. All right. Train, you want to recap?
Yes, I can recap. And right before I go into this recap, just in case you guys want to know, when you're looking for fantasy quarterbacks, Brett Favre is back, just in case you want to give him a pick. Okay. Recap.
My other fantasy league, and everybody thought I was crazy because they thought he was going to retire.
Yes, he's back.
He's
okay,
back.
Recapping draft picks for the first AFL Fantasy Football League. First pick went to Dirty Sanchez, also known as Chris. Second pick went to Pimmer. Third pick, Duval Dynasty, MG Player is his handle. Fourth pick went to our very own Commish T. Fifth pick went to Falcon Fish. Sixth pick, yours truly, EFL Train with Monsters of the Midway. Seventh pick went to our very own Fastball. Eighth pick went to Diddy, Daddy, I'm Your Daddy. Ninth pick went to Bamas, very own EFL Legend. Tenth pick going to Harlem World. 11th pick went to Scrappy, also Young Titans. And the 12th pick went to team called the Dallas Cowboys. Name is Terry. I believe it's T's off the ego, though. Uh-oh. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, my bad. So you went through, okay, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm getting ready for the league draft. I got my randomizer ready to go for the teams and stuff. So, okay, good. Sorry about that.
That was just the first one. I'm going through the second one now.
Okay, good.
Okay, for the second lead, EFL 2, first pick went to Keegan Britt, team is Buckeye City. Second pick went to Philly. Third pick, our very own wingman. Fourth pick to all-powerful Colin Pa-Pa-Pa. Fifth pick to Bad Boy. Sixth pick to the Master Ace. Seventh pick to Rook. Eighth pick to L Boogie. Ninth pick to Rant Genius. 10th pick to Biz. 11th pick to my homeboy, Memphis. And the 12th pick to our very own, another EAFL legend, Tiki, a.k.a. Headbuster, Little Giants. And that wraps it up for the EAFL Fantasy Football Draft Order.
All right. The order is in place. The draft time is set Sunday, August 22nd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there or you're going to lose your little $20, let me tell you that.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to get that mixed up. It's 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30
Central. 9:30 Eastern. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Don't you understand that all time starts with Eastern time? Even if you live somewhere else, Eastern time is first, bro. You never start with Central time. You know, always the first time you watch TV, they always say 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. You know what I mean?
As long as I'm commissioner of the Fantasy Football League, I'm always gonna start on Central Time unless I move to Eastern Time Zone.
Yeah, but you don't wanna be there by yourself, do you?
I'm down here in Texas and I'm stuck on Central Time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. So here's how we're gonna do the All Leagues EAFL, second annual All Leagues EAFL draft. We did this last year. It was a big hit. We're doing it again this year. This is how we're going to do it. I have a list of 32 teams. I have a random program. I will input the 32 teams into the random program, and I will randomize it 5 times. I'm not going to say this every time. I'm just going to be doing it, but I'm telling you guys so you guys know what I'm doing. At the 5th time, the number one team will be the team that I select. I would then delete that team, randomize it 5 more times. The number one team will be the next pick, and so on as we go through all 32 teams. Now, what does that mean for you in the league? Each commissioner, or one commissioner from each league, is going to go by the order of entry into that league. And that order is based on when you accepted your invite into that league, date, and time. So even though over the last 2 or 3 days we've had an influx of new members, if a person entered at 12 noon and someone entered at 1 o'clock, the 12 o'clock person will have the pick prior to the 1 o'clock person, et cetera. If you never left the league and you've been in the league for a year, then you're probably near the top of the picks. But remember, the teams are being randomized, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're the first pick or you're the 32nd pick. Anyone can end up with the Cowboys or the Saints or whoever, okay? Because we're randomizing the teams, so I have no control over who gets what team. I'm using a random program. It's located on random.org. I've used this program a number of times. It works really, really great. And I am not in the league this year, so I'm not even getting a team, so I have no vested interest in who gets what. No one cut me any bribe checks. You know, I put it out there. You guys want the Cowboys, you know, give me a bribe, but I got no bribes from anybody this year, so it's going to be what it's going to be. And this should go relatively quickly. I don't expect this to take too long. And as we are announcing teams, there is somebody designated to update the League Daddy site as the teams get announced. So there's already a person in place updating League Daddy. And at the conclusion of the Madden Voice, then you can start your league games. Do not start league games prior to the conclusion of the Madden Voice. If you do, and we are watching, that game will not count. So the kickoff starts at the conclusion. When I end the Madden Voice and I say, all feuds settled on the field, you may begin play. That is your kickoff. All right, any questions? I'm looking at the chat room. Someone just offered me $10 for the Cowboys. Yeah, add a couple more zeros to that, Brian. We'll talk. Any questions? I'm waiting. I know there's a little delay between my words and the chat room, so I know there's a good number of people in the chat room. We are also on America Online. Just look me up at EAFL Commissioner, and you can ask me questions there. You want to catch me on Twitter, it's The Madden Voice on Twitter. Go ahead and send me a message there, and I'll get it. Any questions coming through? We are waiting momentarily to see if there's any questions. Let's go to the phones. The phones are clear, and it looks like we are that was funny. Guy put in a decimal point and then added zeros after that. Yeah, those zeros don't count, bro. Learn your math, man. Reading is fundamental. All right. Here we go. We are starting. And I am setting up this as we speak, and we are going to start. I know you guys are as excited as I am, and I'm not even playing it. I'm excited. Go figure. All right, 32 teams have been listed. We will randomize once. We will randomize twice, 3 times, 4 times, and the last time. And the first team, the first pick will get the New York Football Giants. The New York Football Giants. That is the first pick. All right, bear with me as we go to the next pick. Yeah, this program doesn't like me right now. All right. It doesn't like me right now. Yeah. Doesn't make it easy to go back. All right. We are randomizing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second pick, the St. Louis Rams. Second pick, the St. Louis Rams. Now, I am not writing any of this down. I am counting on my commissioners to be updating this as we go along. And if they are not, then I'm screwed. All right. Third pick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Oakland Raiders. Welcome to the black hole, the Oakland Raiders. Who's going to get Jason Campbell? I know y'all can't wait to play with Jason Campbell in this Madden. All right, hold on. I'm coming, guys. I'm coming. All right. I believe we are on pick number 4. Is that right, Train? Pick number 4?
Yes, pick number 4.
And that would be Jason Campbell's all team, the Washington Redskins, is pick number 4. The Washington Redskins pick
the NAB team.
What's that? Yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I don't really think about McNabb too much because he just doesn't really exist for us Cowboy fans. I mean, you know, we owned him last year, so, you know, he's got to reemerge on a new team, you know. 2, 3, 4, 5. The Denver Broncos. Pick number 5 is the Denver Broncos. And I will never do it this way again, but this is a lot of work. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick number 6, the Seattle Seahawks. Pick number 6 is the Seattle Seahawks. All right, let me do this because I feel like I'm going to. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to start writing these down because I've learned a long time ago that there has to be a backup plan just in case somebody is napping on the job. And so I'm going to start writing these down. I should have wrote them down from the beginning, but I didn't. All right, pick number 1 was the New York Giants. Pick number 5 was the Seattle Seahawks. All right, let me go to the chat room. Guys, help me out here. Let's see. Denver, I think, was number 2. Oakland, Washington. All right. Guys in the chat room, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the picks right now, number 1 was the Giants, 2, I believe, was Denver, 3, Oakland, 4, Washington, 5, oh, I'm sorry. Someone's telling me it was the Rams. All right. Yep, it was the Rams. My bad. St. Louis. Thanks, Pimmer. Always can count on Pimmer. All right. Giants, Rams, Raiders, Redskins, Seahawks, first 5 picks. Oh, wow, Broncos were in there, too. Okay. Skins, Seahawks. Okay. Pimmer has come to rescue me. Pimmer, I owe you lunch, man. All right. Giants, Rams, Raiders, Skins, Broncos, Seahawks. Those were the first 6 picks. Giants, Rams, Raiders, Skins, Broncos, Seahawks. All right, we are good now. We are going back to do pick number 7. And let me cut down some of this feedback over here. All right. Sorry, guys. Ah, that's much better. Sorry, guys. All right. Back to the draft. Bear with me 1 second here. We're going to get team number 7. Just got to get Seattle off this list. Get rid of them. We are randomizing. That's twice, 3 times, 4 times. And then the next team is the Super Bowl champion Saints. The Saints, pick number 7, New Orleans Super Bowl champion Saints. We are now moving on to pick number 8. There we go. Get rid of New Orleans off this list. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And pick number 8, arguably the most coveted pick in the draft. And you know who we're talking about? My team, not yours, the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl champs for 2000 and what season is this? The 2011 football? No, it's the 2010 football season, right? Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl champs, pick number 8. Get familiar. All right. Going back. Going to take Dallas off the list now. All right. We're going to pick number 9. Pick number 9 would be the Bengals, the new home of T.O., Batman and Robin, T.O. and Ocho Cinco over in the Bengals. Should be a very interesting year, and that would be pick number 9. And like I said, League Daddy is being updated as we speak. But don't start those league games until the Madden voice goes off the air. If you start early, the game will not count. So don't even try it, and we are watching. Team number 10, Mr. Favre's team. As was just reported by our very own EAFL train, the Minnesota Vikings coming back. They're going to try to do it one more time. Can the Vikings come back and this time make it to the Super Bowl? They certainly put a hurting on my Cowboys in the playoffs, so we're going to be looking forward to playing them again. But can they do it? They got a pretty solid team. And Brett Favre wants one more go-around. Okay. Team number 11, the Tennessee Titans. Pick number 11 is the Titans. So just to recap, the first 11 picks, that's right, I'm doing 11. It's about a third of the way through. We have the Giants. We have the Rams, the Raiders, Redskins, Broncos, those are your top 5, Seahawks, Saints, Cowboys, Bengals, Vikings round out the top 10, and then pick number 11 would be the Titans. Now let's take a chat and look at the chat room real quick. All right. Okay, you guys asking about invites and stuff, can't really deal with that right now, but send me an email and we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it, guys. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. All right. Moving right along. We're going to go back to the draft. By the way, for guys asking about the Money League, we're still rolling with the Money League. I didn't have enough available time. I really wanted to get the main leagues up and running. And the way the payments came through, you know, with the fantasy football and the money league and the regular league, and it was just a lot to try to dissect through with the time that I had available. So I will be spending some time tomorrow looking at the money league and trying to get that all lined up. And money league members will get emails on status. It's not going to be posted. It's not going to be on the forums. You're going to get a direct email from me personally letting you know where we are with the Money League, and you know, that'll all be done via email. It's not going to be done on the forum, so don't worry about that. All right, let's see. Can I get Tennessee off this list here? And moving right along for pick number 12, or as we say when we do the live draft, with the 12th pick in the EAFL 2011 draft, whoever will get Houston. Ooh, the Houston Texans are pick number 12. Pick number 13, the Atlanta Falcons. Pick number 14, the Kansas City Chiefs. And rounding out our top 15 picks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that rounds out our top 15 picks. Whew, take a second, catch my breath, see if there's any questions. I know a lot of people are wondering, you know, when's my pick coming, and my team, am I going to get a good team, you know, what's going on? Hey, you know, first draft's always random. This way it allows everyone to have the same chance at some level of success, and then we go from there. So, you know, we do our best here to make it work, and, you know, we wish everybody luck. You know what I mean? I mean, we wish everybody luck. We see how everybody does. It's always interesting. Bear with me. My program froze up on me here, so bear with me, guys. Bear with me. Bear with me. Let's see. Don't worry, guys. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming. Organizing the list. And all right. We just had the Texans, so they got to go. Let's see. All right. You know what? We're just going to leave it like that. All right. All right. Team pick number 16. Will be, you know what, here's how I'm going to do it. Will be the Chicago Bears. And talk a little bit about the Bears. We have one of the all-time greatest Bear fans in existence in the EAFL. And that would be EAFL trained, so we'll get his thoughts on the Bears. But the Bears are going to be pick number 16. So just bear with me one second while I update my own personal list here. That team is taken care of. We've already taken care of the Chiefs. We've taken care of the Falcons and the Texans. All right. All right. Pick number 17 will go to the New York Jets. Jets are 17. 18. If you are team 18, you will get the Buffalo Bills. 19. If you are team 19, you will get the Colts. Always a contender, whether it's on Madden or whether it's in the NFL, the Colts. And 20 will be the Dolphins. Surprisingly competitive Madden team last year. We'll see what happens this year. Team 21 will be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is Big Ben in the game? I know he's suspended, but is he in the game now? 22, the Carolina Panthers. 23, team that always has a good defense, the Baltimore Ravens. 24, a team that's usually on the bottom of all draft boards, the Detroit Lions. Not sure what they did in off season, so we'll have to find out. 25, San Diego Chargers, LT list for the first time in 10 years. Team 26, Cleveland Browns. Yeah, enough said. Team 27, some people's pick to win the NFC West, the San Francisco 49ers. Could they finally be back to their glory days? Team 28, the Jacksonville Jaguars. 29, Arizona Cardinals. No Kurt Warner. He has retired. But Brett Favre keeps playing, go figure. Team 30, the Patriots. Only time all year you will see the Patriots at the 30th pick in the NFL. Team 31, the Philadelphia Eagles. And last but not least, Team 32, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That is your EAFL All Leagues draft. And I will recap all 32 teams. So if anyone of the commissioners fell behind, didn't get to update everybody, let me know. You can send me an email or what have you. But I'm going to recap them all right now. And so get ready so that you can make your updates. You may want to just write the names and numbers down and then go in and update them. Instead of trying to update them during the draft, that's okay. First pick, New York Giants. Second, St. Louis Rams. Third, Oakland Raiders. Fourth, Washington Redskins. Fifth, Denver Broncos. Sixth, Seattle Seahawks. Seven, New Orleans Saints. Eight, the Dallas Cowboys. Nine, Cincinnati Bengals. 10, Minnesota Vikings. That's your top 10. 11, Tennessee Titans. 12, Houston Texans. 13, Atlanta Falcons. 14, Kansas City Chiefs. 15, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 16, Chicago Bears. That's the first 16 teams, and those were the first 16 draft picks done randomly. 17, New York Jets. 18, Buffalo Bills. 19, Indianapolis Colts. 20, Miami Dolphins. 21, Pittsburgh Steelers. 22, Carolina Panthers. 23, Baltimore Ravens. 24, Detroit Lions. 25, San Diego Chargers. 26, Cleveland Browns. 27, San Francisco 49ers. 28, Jacksonville Jaguars. 29, Arizona Cardinals. 30, New England Patriots. 31, Philadelphia Donovan McNabb-less Eagles. 32, the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packers. And that is the EAFL All Leagues Draft. So congratulations, everyone. You cannot start until we are off the air, so get ready. I know you're eager. You can laugh, but just don't start till we're off the air. I know everybody's anxious to play. I can feel it. I can feel it right now. But let's take a few minutes. Let's talk a little NFL. Let me see if my boy Train is ready. I know I see some emails coming out from him. So Train is busy doing fantasy football. But let's just see if Train is ready to join us. EAFL Train, are you there?
I'm still here, man.
Tonight we're talking AFC and NFC North, and there's no better person to talk NFC North than Train, so it's good to have you on. And let's see if Showdown is still on the line. Maybe Showdown wants to jump in here. Showdown, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I'm assuming you're a big football fan too, right?
Of course. I'm a Packers fan.
Well, we're going to talk.
But I thought we were bigger than the Bears right now, though. We got number four.
Slow down. Slow down. Let's do AFC North first. Then we're going to let the NFC North rivals go at it a little bit. But let's talk AFC North first. We're talking the Bengals, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Browns. And, we can all pretty much agree, unless I miss something, the Browns are pretty much not going anywhere this year either. I don't know that they made any moves in the offseason that are going to make them all of a sudden be a contender this year, unless I miss something, which is very possible. And if there's any Brown fans out there that want to call in and challenge me on that, feel free. But I don't recall hearing any moves over in Cleveland that made me think, oh, my goodness, look at Cleveland. So, so if we put Cleveland out of the equation and we look at the three remaining teams, clearly, the Steelers are going to be hurting for the first six games without Ben. Love him or hate him, the guy knows how to win games. He's I got to be honest. I got to vent for a minute. This guy has had as many off the field issues as anybody, and he is still the darling of the NFL. I mean, yeah, he got suspended for six games, and I see that, but the media doesn't give this guy nearly the headaches that other players that have had less situations than him. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just truly don't get it. Nevertheless, six games without him is going to hurt the Steelers. And the Bengals, they've made some moves. I mean, they've got T.O. on their team, and, they could actually take that division, as they did last year. And in the Ravens, you can never count the Ravens out with their defense. You never can count them out. As long as Ray Lewis puts on a uniform, you can never count the Ravens out. So, you've got kind of a pick'em situation with at least three of those teams. But for my money, the Bengals' biggest issue last year was their passing game. It was inconsistent. They went out and got help. Love or hate T.O., the guy can play the game, period. And, he's happy. He's with his boy. Carson Palmer advocated to bring him on the team. I think it's their division to lose at this point. And with the Steelers not having Ben in the picture, and, the Ravens will be there, but I just think this year is going to be, for that division, I think the Bengals are going to be the team to beat in that division. You guys feel any differently or have any opinions on that?
I'll let you go.
Defense wins championships, man, and I like Baltimore. I think the defense for the Ravens are going to put a hurting on Cincinnati, but it could go either way. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with Baltimore. And plus, Joe Flacco is looking really good, so yeah, I think I'll go with them.
Now, who did they get for receivers? They did pick up somebody, right? Did they get Bolden?
Yeah, they got
Bolden.
Okay. All right. Well, that is going to help because they really didn't have much for receivers last year. So what's that guy's name they had? I thought he was overrated. I can't remember his name.
Mason.
So yeah, Bolden. What? Mason. Yeah, Derek Mason. I think he's overrated. I don't think he's that good. But Bolden's the real deal. So that'll definitely help him out.
Yeah, it'll be close between those two. I have to give a small edge to Baltimore a little bit, but that small edge really depends on how well Joe Flacco plays.
Well, and my only counter will be that Cincinnati swept Baltimore last year. So
yeah, they did, yeah. I give a little edge to Baltimore for defense, but I favor Cincinnati because they did struggle in their passing game last year, but they have both T.O. and they have Ocho Cinco on the field at the same time. And if they can work it out with Antonio Bryant, because it was in the news today that they're supposedly supposed to reach an injury settlement with him because he can't seem to get healthy. But if he gets healthy, that's a pretty big receiving core to have to defend against.
Yeah, and Antonio Bryant, I mean, if he stays healthy and keeps his attitude in check, he can play this game. You know, he definitely could have played his game. He'd be a good compliment to those two. So, all right, so we've got, you know, consensus that it's going to come down to Cincinnati and Baltimore. A little disagreement on which team's going to take it, but certainly consensus of Cincinnati and Baltimore. All right, NFC North. You know, Vikings, Packers, Bears, and Lions. I think, again, everyone can agree. The Lions are probably about where they were last year. No real, unless I missed something, I didn't see anything earth-shattering over in Detroit that made me feel like, look out, particularly in that division. But, you know, you've got, you know, the Bears and another team known for defense. You've got Packers with Aaron Rodgers, and you got the Vikings with the old man coming back. You know, I'm going to let you, this is you guys' division, so, you know, age or beauty, but someone speak.
I am a diehard Bears fan, but I will be real to football. The Packers are the best team in that division right now for the simple fact that they played really well the last year. They did win the division over Minnesota last year, but if anybody watched all the Minnesota games last year, quite a few of them came down to last-second scoring, last-second touchdowns. Teams had them put away, and they were still able to put it out. But that's what being a champion is all about, being able to pull it out at the end. So if I had to rank the teams in that division, I'll put Green Bay at the top right now. I think they have more team chemistry. I think that their group has been together longest. I think it's a toss-up between Chicago and Minnesota. Maybe a small edge to Minnesota because Brett Favre is coming back, then Chicago, then of course, Detroit. But once again, this is NFL, this is football, so there's no telling what happens once the players get on their field. Who wants it most will win it, and I think Chicago did a pretty good job in the offseason trying to fill in the spots that they needed.
Yeah, I agree with most of what you said. Minnesota, it just depends on, you know, how much their effect is, I think, with training camp and not having their star quarterback there. You know, the whole off-season thing might have distracted them. I hope it did. and you know, I think with Green Bay, they're clicking red hot right now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers' offense is just incredible, but the defense, as good as it is questionable because they give up too many big plays. And the playoff game last year showed that. And if I had to pick a second or a wild card in that division, honestly, you could say Minnesota's the safe pick, but don't ever sleep on Chicago. I mean, Rex Grossman took them to a Super Bowl. So, you know, that alone, you know, I never sleep on Chicago because they always play hard every year. And they got weapons. And Jay Cutler is nothing to sleep on. So I have to go with – I go with Green Bay, but – I'd probably say Chicago is probably going to be number two in that division. They're going to surprise Minnesota. Biggest game for me, though, this year is to watch Dallas get smacked in Lambeau again this year.
Well, NFC East is not tonight. It is, it'll be in 2 weeks. And I welcome you to come back on as I counter that. But for tonight, I'm wondering if either one of you guys watched the NFL last year through, like, rose-colored glasses because Brett Favre didn't join the Vikings till late last year, and it was his first time with the Vikings, and they went 12-4 and went to the NFC Championship game. So now there's a year underneath their belt together as a team. Granted, he's a year older, but he don't need preseason. He don't need training camp. The guy's 41 years old. He don't need any of that.
You think magic can happen twice?
I think
magic
can
happen twice.
I don't think it was magic. I think the guy's just that good. I mean, look what he did with the Jets, and look what he did with the Vikings. I think if he's healthy, which we have no reason to believe he's not, if he's healthy, I don't see anybody in that division challenging those Vikings. I think the Packers will play well against everybody else like they did last year. I'm sorry, Train, I'm not a Bear believer this year. I'm just not. I've had a lot of support for your Bears over the years, and but right now I'm not a believer. 7-9 last year, and you're right, they blew a lot of close games, but that's what championship teams don't do. They win those close games, and your Bears just they couldn't pull it out. So, you know, I think that your boy Lovie Smith is going to be unemployed at the end of this season. I really do, and I think a lot of it too is also the fact that. I mean, you've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers on the same team for a few years. Now you have these two top quarterbacks in the same division on teams with potent offenses, one team with okay defense, the other team with a dominant defense. It's just bad timing for the Bears right now to be rebuilding and trying to find their stride. But I think we're going to see pretty much what we saw last year, where the Vikings pretty much dominating the division. And, you know, they went 5-1 last year, and the Packers will be there, but I don't think they'll have an answer for the Vikings. So
we will see. Can I interject one last time?
Sure, you should interject because I just dogged your team.
Yeah, right, because let's not forget, okay, we did go 7-9, and we went 7-9 because we lost some close games that we could have pulled out that could have possibly sent us to the playoffs as a wild card. But one of the teams that we did beat last year was the Minnesota Vikings in a shootout, let alone into overtime. I want you to remember that. Also, I want you to remember also that the Minnesota Vikings won some close games. Like I said, championship teams win close games. But during the season, they didn't just dominate every team that they played. The first game that they played against Green Bay was tough. They pulled out a last nail biter against the San Francisco 49ers. They pulled out a close one against the Cincinnati Bengals last year. They pulled out some close games, and down the stretch before they got into the playoffs, when they needed to win to get home field advantage because the Saints were starting to slip, the Vikings couldn't do it. So I'm not going to take too much away from them, but I don't see them doing the same thing they did last year.
You can't take too much from a team that, second best record in the conference, goes to the conference championship game. Everything you said is true, but 12-4, Brett Favre's first year with the team, they go to the conference championship game. Now they've had a year together, and he's coming back. I mean, if he's healthy, and they're pretty much bringing back the same team, I just, and I'm going to be honest. I mean, we're looking forward to playing them because they smacked us around last year, but we got to go to Minnesota and play them. It's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a very hard game.
At the same time, you know, they don't have Chester Taylor anymore. They don't have that guy they don't have that third down back to spell Adrian Peterson like they did last year. And everybody knows Chester Taylor can be a difference maker in a game, but now he's with the Bears. Under Mike Martin.
One thing I have to say, too, about Brett is I think the Vikings are going to have a good season. But Brett is going to do what he always does best, and that's choke. His last pass as a Viking was the same exact pass in the same exact situation as his last pass as a Packer. And I'm not saying that he's going to choke at that very moment, but Brett Favre has been known to stink it up in real big game situations, and I think that's why he hasn't been able to get back to the Super Bowl. He's always one play or one critical mistake away.
And he's also one play or one critical mistake away from winning it all, too. It's amazing that I am not a Favre fan, have never been a Favre fan, and I'm defending him to a guy that's a Packer fan. Why am I defending Brett Favre to you? That's the man that just put the Packers. He's put your team on the map.
But look who he's playing for. I can't fit that man.
No, 16 years with your team and you dogging him? I mean, come on, man.
I had no problem with Brett when he was playing for the Jets.
And why is he not playing with the Packers? It's not his choice.
Because he was doing the same exact thing he was doing that he was doing with the Vikings. I might come back. I might not come back. And then the man retired.
After almost two decades with the team, he doesn't earn that right? Everything he's done, we're not talking Aaron Rodgers here. We're not talking, you know, Jason Campbell. We're talking a legend, a living legend.
To retire? Okay.
Sorry, Brett. You waited too long. We don't need you anymore. We're putting you out to pasture. Come on.
To retire and then say, okay,
how
I'm retired.
How much money do you think Brett Favre
made?
Can you blame Ted for
moving on after the quarterback said that he was retired? Then he was talking about coming back. Then Coach Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, called him and said,
exactly.
Brett, are you sure you want to come back? Are you sure you want to stay retired? Brett said, I want to stay retired. And then a month later, Brett came back saying, I want to play again. This was already when training camp was about to start for the Packers.
This is pro. Oh, I'm sorry. He's the first guy to ever change his mind?
After the season is about to start?
The guy's played 16 years for you. So the season's about to start.
Okay, if we say
from your Michael Jordan, do you think Michael Jordan doesn't get handed that game ball? Oh, Mike, you want to play? I'm sorry, Scotty.
if you have the future of your franchise waiting to play after your quarterback says you retire, what do? You move on, and then the quarterback came back.
I'm shocked that I have to say who this guy is. This isn't.
Oh, I know exactly who he is.
Evidently not. You're treating him like some bum. This guy is me.
I'm treating him like a human being.
He's done more for the Green Bay Packers, arguably, than any player in the history of that franchise, including Bart Starr, including Vince Lombardi.
I agree. Brett Favre has been phenomenal, but you can't just retire. Stay retired, then retire, and then say right at the end, I want to come back. After the coaching staff and everybody else has moved on, prepared the quarterback for the next season, what do you tell Aaron Rodgers?
And you're right. And guess what? And guess what that got you guys? That got you guys a chance to get your butt whooped two times last year by the Vikings.
That's right.
Green Bay did not miss a beat because Brett Favre had left.
You cannot say that because he didn't play for the Packers. You have no idea of where the Packers would be had Favre stayed with that team. That's only conjecture. No way that you can say that.
The Packers' biggest problem as far as winning games was not offense. It was defense. Now, I'm not saying that first year that he went to the Jets, he probably could have been. But last year, the Packers had a really good offense that rivaled that of the Vikings. But the Vikings just had a much better, solid defense and more consistent.
Oh, I agree with that. But you can't say where the Packers would be today had Favre never left that team. You can't say. We'll never know where that team would be. All I'm saying is, and I'm not a Brett Favre fan. Okay, I respect what he did last year. I thought last year was one of the best performances I've ever seen a quarterback do, especially at his age. But with that said, when you have a guy who has given so much to the community, to the team, to the fans, made hundreds of millions of dollars for that franchise, put that franchise back on the map. And so he's waffling a little bit. He's wavering a little bit. And you're going to say, I'm sorry, we moved on?
The last 6 or 7 years. I mean, enough is enough. I can understand if he was doing this, you know, maybe this is his first or second time, but he's been doing this since, like, 2002.
And I tell you what, in my opinion, he's earned the right to do this every year until he finally retires. He's earned that right.
That's like saying Joe Montana is retiring, and then Joe Montana comes back. What do you tell Steve Young? Oh, you just lost your job.
Same thing.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Same, After he prepared him all offseason
to be the starter, and then a guy just out of nowhere just says, okay, now I made my mind up. I want to come back. That's not fair to Aaron Rodgers.
And see, that's the problem with the NFL today is it's got a short memory. It's got a short memory for the contribution that these guys give to their teams, to their franchises. And so a guy who's 38 years old at the time, who's trying to decide whether he wants to play or not, makes the decision to retire, doesn't want to play, says I'm done, retires, cries, cleans out his locker, goes home. And then a month later, he gets the itch and says, you know what, maybe I jumped the gun. And the team
he just gave
his heart and soul to for over a decade and a half says, no thanks. We're sorry. You waited too long. We're moving on.
Okay, you can't forget that Green Bay in this decade to 2000 in the past 10 years, before Brett Favre, before they replaced him with Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay was not playing all that great. They ended one season well, right before they got rid of him. But they were getting beat. They weren't always making the playoffs. So then you know what?
Then the decision is you're not our starting quarterback, period. Right? I mean, if that's their rationale, then his decision is moot. Because if the decision to move on is there based on his performance, then he can quit, stay, he can do whatever. But we've decided you're not the guy to continue to be the number one quarterback on this team. That wasn't the case, though.
Had Brett Favre said, I want to come back, you know, he would have took his time and then came back and said, I'm not retiring, I'm coming back, like he just did now, he would still be the starter of the Green Bay Packers.
I agree with that.
They didn't want Brett to leave. Brett did that to himself. I mean, he said that he was retired. He's done with the game. They asked him again and made sure. And he said, I'm retired.
I understand the sequence of events, but he didn't do that to himself. He made the decision when he felt he was ready to commit to play, and for the Packers' timeline, it didn't work, so they made the decision to move on. Don't mistake this. They made the decision to move on to Brett. Period.
They definitely made the decision to move on.
And in this situation, I don't agree with it, and I'm not a Favre fan. I would love for him to retire and get the hell out of the NFL, quite frankly. But I'm one who supports loyalty, and when a guy has done that much for a franchise, he's got virtually carte blanche, because all those multimillionaires in the front office are multimillionaires largely because of the contributions of that guy right there. I definitely appreciate
the loyalty, but at the same time, it's a business too, and they have a first-round draft pick waiting. And he's been waiting for a while. And then, you know, that's where the business decision comes in, because Brett Favre, you know, he waited as long as he did to decide to come back.
And we can agree right then and there that's what it was, a business decision. And that's my problem with a lot of things in the NFL is it turns out to be a business decision, and loyalty becomes a non-factor because it becomes a business decision. So
I agree.
All right. Well, we can end on a note of agreement there. All right. We did not get Bobby Storm in tonight, but that's okay. And, you know, the draft is complete. The fantasy draft is complete. I mean, we've done the things that we said we were going to do. Yeah, I see Pimmer's note. Green Bay made the right call, and he's a Green Bay and Favre fan. I don't agree. You guys ain't going to talk me out of my opinion. I didn't like it when they did it. I don't like it now. No more than I like when the Bulls did to Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. I just think in professional sports there's a lack of loyalty, and guys do so much for a franchise, and I have a problem with that. But hey, that's me. I have a problem with lack of loyalty, period. And for those of you who are in the EAFL, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Enough said. I got a problem with a lack of loyalty, period. But anyway, that said, we are going to be signing off. It is 10:25 Eastern Time, and I want to announce that the EAFL leagues are officially underway. Madden 11, boot up your systems, get your games in. Guys, As far as rules go, we will be announcing this on the boards and updating the rules. We will there is a play, and you guys will have to work with me on my lack of Madden terminology, but I understand there is a play that allows you to put non-QBs at QB, and that play is highly controversial and a problem. We are going to start off the year banning that play. We are not banning the QB spy glitch yet. There's just not enough conclusive information on it for me to feel comfortable banning it. I hear that it's difficult but not unstoppable. I hear there's a counter to it. So I suggest you get on the Madden Lab, or I'm sorry, the Gamer Lab forum and look up, but there's plenty of threads on it, including counters to it. But from what I've read and from the people I've talked to, there is a play that allows you to put running backs, wide receivers, whatever, at quarterback, and that play is a big, big problem. And I hear it's really it's just a problem, period. So we are banning that play. Commissioners, take note, post it in your forums. It will be updated within 24 hours on the EAFL website for rules. But that play currently is not allowed in any facet formation whatsoever. That play is not allowed. Okay, now I know we're going to have to tweak some things, so guys, bear with me. But guys, if you always go by a general rule of, you know, should I or shouldn't I think this might be a glitch, I'm not sure, just don't use it, and then you never have to worry about it. That's really always a good rule of thumb. If you build your scheme around cheap tactics, you're not going to be a good player, number one. But number two, you're going to create a lot of enemies in any league you're playing. So, you know, can you rocket catch and all this stuff? You know, we don't give a damn about all that. Go for it. But that play that substitutes non-QBs at QBs, that play is a problem from what I'm seeing. So we're going to ban that play right now. And then any other glitches that pop up, we will be discussing and making decisions. You know, the first month or so of Madden is always a tough one because we're learning about the game and, you know, we're waiting on patches and this and that. So you guys really got to bear with me. But I'm going to ask everybody to try to play this game with some integrity and don't use the cheap way out. Just play your guy head up, play him hard. But that said, you know what, we got a quick call. Let me grab this call real quick before we sign off. 310 area code. I know who this is. 310 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
World champion Los Angeles Lakers.
I knew this was my brother A1 from another mother calling from the city of Compton in the house.
What's up?
What's going
you,
on, man? Nothing, man.
Oh,
good
man.
To play. How's everything? What's going on out there in L.A.?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling. Ain't nothing going on. I'm just checking out the show. I'm going to say what's up to you. I thought Bobby was going to be on, but I thought I'd push one, but obviously I didn't.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, this brother left me on hold.
My bad, man, my bad. I got into this Packer conversation with these guys, and yeah, Bobby said he was going to try, but he also told me that he was doing his fantasy draft. And you know, that could run long, so if I didn't get him tonight, he'll get me next Tuesday. So we will be back next Tuesday, the Madden Voice.
Yeah. Nah, that's all good, but I was trying to get in on that conversation because, you know, my Raiders going to whoop ass this year, but everybody had got off the line. But that was my bad because I thought I'd push one, but I didn't. So.
All right, okay. Well, next week we're going to do the South next week. So let's see. Yeah, next week we're going to talk Colts, Texans, Titans, and Jags, and we're going to talk Saints, Falcons, Panthers, and Bucks. So next week is the South. We're doing two divisions a week, North, South, East, and West, in that order, and leading up to the start of the NFL season. We're still working on our office pool. All right, I got feedback, so I got to mute all of you guys because somebody's giving me feedback here. Sorry, guys. Showdown, my man A1, Primetime Gamers out there. And check out his site, primetimegamers.net. He's doing big things out there. And my man Trent, I had to mute you guys because I got feedback coming in. We are looking to do an office pool for the Madden Voice by the time football season starts, so stay tuned to that. Remember, join the EAFL, $2,300 payout Player of the Year award. You know, the top prize winner could get up to $1,300 throughout the year, so check that out. The league is officially underway. Get your games in. And, hey, you know, one of my new slogans is, because I've been getting some heat over, not heat anymore. Guys have kind of got past it. But you know what? There's free leagues and there's pay leagues. Where pay league now used to be a free league, did it for 4 years. I don't know that I would ever go back, because I really truly believe when guys put a little bit into the league, they get a lot more out of it. There's a commitment level that is unmatched when a guy puts in a couple of dollars. And like I said, the EFL is free, but you get what you pay for, right? So, guys, with that said, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank and let me also, two things. Number one, let me thank the league. You guys have been great. I mean, there's just been I get emails constantly about the job that we are doing. We had some transition this year with personnel, and I really don't think we missed a beat. I really think that we're right on top of our game and ready to have a great Madden 11. So I'm really happy for the support. Guys like Pimmer and Wingman and my new guy, Stevie, a.k.a. Terps, stepped up big, trained, doing his thing. Showdown, Kawampa Papa stepping in there, Biz. You know, we've got a great team of guys and developing a few other guys. Didn't forget about S-Chax floating around in the wings ready to help us out as well, a.k.a. Hank Schwill. We got a crew, and we're just going to do big things and continue it. But remember, spread the word. Check us out on Facebook, the Madden Voice. We're right there. EAFLMadden.com. Check us out if you want to join. EAFLMadden.com/join. Make it happen. Guys, get your games in. Let's see if we can set a – can we get done in 3 weeks? You know, can we get it done in 3 weeks? Can all the EAFL leagues – hey, you know what? Maybe let me think about this. Maybe I'll throw an incentive out there if we can get done in 3 weeks. Let me think about it. I'm going to think about it. I might throw an incentive. If we can get 100% completion of all EFL leagues in 3 weeks – Maybe I'll throw a couple of dollars in there for the Super Bowl contenders, Super Bowl participants. Let me think about that. Let me think about that. I'm gonna get back to you on that one. 3 weeks though, guys. Get your games in. And with that said, I'm gonna sign off. Start your games now. Good luck, everybody. Welcome to Madden 11. We are underway here in the EAFL. And remember, join the EAFL. Why? Because that's where all feuds are settled. And where are they settled? On the field. Take care.